For the second time in the lives of most of us, we are at war. Over.
It is perhaps one of the most iconic speeches of the 20th century.
King George V telling the nation we're at war again.
Between ourselves and those who are now our enemies.
But this speech was made by a man with a crippling stammer.
As shown in the film, The King's Speech, King George V, who never expected to be king, had a severe stutter, which caused him to shy away from public life for many years.
Almost 80 years later, we now recognise International Stammering Awareness Day.
It's a day on which people are encouraged to talk about stuttering and the impact it can have on people. Norbert Liefeld, Chief Executive of the British Stuttering Association, spoke to me earlier.
So a lot of people obviously know someone who stammers, have met someone who stammers. There is often a real strong unwillingness to talk about stammering. It seems to be something that's really awkward or embarrassing to talk about. The idea was that if we had one day where we asked people who stammer, who don't often talk about, you know, about their condition, to actually stay to talk about stammering, as it were. And it can be just to friends and families, or it can be on BBC Radio, for example.
He mentions that there is a stigma surrounding stuttering, and many opinions simply aren't true.
You know, there are lots of misconceptions around stammering, and stammering comes, you know, pops up in the best of families and in the worst of families, but parenting really has no bearing on whether a child begins to stammer. Stammering is a physical, neurological childhood development issue, irrespective of parenting or irrespective of the child's temperament or intelligence or anxiety.
There will be many events taking place across the UK on Saturday, including at City Lit in central London, which will be holding workshops and therapeutic lessons held by experts. Norbert said that in recent years, the BSA has cashed in on the success of things like the King's Speech, and even Musharraf from Channel 4's Educating Yorkshire.
You know, it's really hard if you've stammered all your life and you've been struggling on your own, as it were, to suddenly say, no, I'm going to go and talk to my local newspaper. That's a very big step. The first thing I think what we'd say is go and seek help.
So if you are struggling with stammering, know that there is help, now more than ever.
You still stammered on the W.
I had to say in a few, so they knew it was me.